My name is Mma Odi, Executive Director, Imezazu Center for Good Governance and Accountability. In the line of our work over the years, we have mobilized citizens and coordinated their voices to ensure that they know their political rights and be part of the process to ensure that credible candidates emerge as leaders. And also we ensure that not only making sure they bring credible people to be their leaders, that they also monitor the activities of the elected representatives. In our work, we have also tried to mobilize people to become activists, those who actually engage the leaders, and also try to proffer solution and highlight what is not going well in the society. Because we have seen that as the old activists are giving way, there is serious gap for new activists not coming in. What we have over the years is a failure of leadership. And if we get the leadership right, every other thing will fall in place. And the only way to ensure that we bridge the gap is to ensure that many new young people are interested in what is going on and enroll as activists to actually bring accountability to our leaders. That's the core of our work. We also have part of our work as observing elections as part of ensuring citizen participation in governance. We have programs for women inclusion in politics and inclusion of persons with disabilities. We have people we call traditional partners, which includes labor leaders, religious leaders, women groups, and persons with disabilities. Okay. Challenges we face in the course of our work. We face challenges of funding, insincerity, and challenges of shrinking civil space because the democracy we fought for is not what we have seen. The civilian rule we have in place is like the military rule we fought against. All we need to do now is to join our forces together, to work as a team. Why the current government in power is shrinking the space is because we are working as individuals and we are not working as collectives. When we fought against the military, we worked as collectives. We do not know who is who. Whoever brings an idea to the table, everybody will fight behind that idea. That is competition. We have to know that something is at stake, and what is at stake is the democracy we fought for. I think the biggest challenge is the politicians, because these politicians do not know that the democracy they are stealing money and enjoying was not won by talk. It was won by the blood of Nigerians. Nigerians were actually killed in the streets of Lagos, in the streets of Nigeria for this democracy. Even in Kaduna, journalists were killed for actually reporting what was going on. And those people who have found themselves in positions of power and leadership do not understand it because they did not know. They were actually the ones they fought against. They did not know that so much went into the struggle for civilian rule they are enjoying. The greatest challenge of this democracy and the electoral reform is the politicians. You can see what happened in the Senate. They didn't even want electronic transfer of election results because they want to continually rig the elections and continually bring themselves, bad people, corrupt people, back to power, who will block every assets to electoral reform that will ensure free, fair, peaceful, credible elections. Take, for example, Anambra governorship elections. In the build-up to the election, they were so hard, people would die. The politicians became merchants of fear, killed people so they would lead the election. And by the time this election has happened, no more killing of people, no more fear in Anambra State. So you can agree with me that politicians are the trouble of our electoral process. And the only thing that have emboldened them not to care about the people they are representing is because there is no transparent election. You can see there are linkages between fraud elections and bad governance. You can see the only reason they are fighting and ensuring there is no reform, the electoral process, elections, is because they want to keep on rigging the elections, coming back to power, and also ensuring the shrinking of civil space. And they do not understand this. That that if the military struck today, they are the ones that will go. We will be here. And whenever they say no to this reform, they're actually saying no to their positions. That's one critical point they have missed over these 22 years. In Anambra governorship election, you have to talk about it in context. Build up to the elections was something different. There were so much killing since January 2021 in the Southeast geopolitical zone by the unknown government, which also they will say is IPOD. So the gaps I observe in the elections is that because the merchants of fear have gone ahead to say they will kill people. So people are not willing to come out. And even when they decided to come out, part of the INEC givers electronic accreditation space, some of them were not working. And also, anchor staff, the INEC people trained, even the ones they went to bring from Enugu and Delta states, some of them did not show up. Some of the polling units, there were no INEC personnel materials to conduct elections there. When we went to Anambra on the 4th, 5th, and 6th of October to meet with stakeholders, even the security personnel that accepted to be part of the meeting, they withdrew at the last minute. Journalists withdrew and said they will not come. But when we went ahead with our meeting, the journalists came, even some security people sent representatives. And many people who said they will not come, some of them started tricking in. Even when the meeting ended, many of them were not willing to go. One woman actually, when she wanted to make intervention, she asked the convener of Situation Room in Oka on the 5th of October, "Please, will you guarantee my safety that if I speak in this meeting, that I will not be killed when I get home? That because we see unknown government going around the whole Anambra with AK-47. Riding in new heroes vehicles every other day." So it was as bad as that. And I know that once the election held, that the whole thing will come to an end, and which has happened. I was telling people, I said, this one, it's just for sure, because once this election ends, they will come. I asked a couple on the 5th of November. My team went to Anekoka South local government office. We interviewed some coppers. "Why are you here?" He said, "Because the DG of NYC came to Anambra and told them that nothing will happen to them. He guaranteed their safety. That's why they have withdrew, but they just came back because their DG came and said that nothing will happen to them." Many people, their parents say, "Well, how much are they paying you that you want to go and die in Anambra?" So they withdrew their coppers out, which affected the deployment of INEC in Anambra governorship election. And some of their reverse machines had issues. So those are the gaps I saw. And also, we saw attempts by hoodlums to fight against INEC not to hold the election. But we also saw determined citizens, because the person carrying result of 41 polling units, where election did not, the local government, here, local government, that election did not even hold at all. It was the citizen that arrested the INEC officer and handed him over to the police. Another thing I saw is that before the election on the 4th of November, the police authorities invited us for a meeting and said they have paid all their police officers. But on the election day, we saw many police officers who said they have not received anything. Though they were professional in many instances, they were looking the other way. They didn't even care what is going on anyway, because they were not happy. Their money have not been paid. And also, I observed there is improvement in vote buying and selling. I saw many citizens who said that they will not sell their votes. They have come to vote for their conscience. And also so many of them who are selling their votes. I saw one remarkable thing that happened in the votes buying and selling in Anambra of year 2021. It was no longer public enterprise the way it was in year 2017, that they were selling votes openly. You even look for it very seriously to see them selling and buying in this year 2021. Because you will see so many people, they say, "Go there." They say, "I'm not going anywhere." They are even standing, they want to cast their vote. I also saw so many people that even when the machines rejected them, they went and brought seats and were sitting down, waiting patiently. They want to vote. And I was so encouraged with all the fears and everything that you can feel and touch. I still see people who came out to vote, especially old people, 80s, 70s, 90s. They came out with walking sticks. They want to vote. And I was so amazed. If the youth of any society is not interested in what goes on in that society is doomed for life. There must be concerted effort to bring back the youth to the path that they will tell you, even if they register and vote, one local government in the north will swallow all their votes, which is not true. Because even if the one local government swallow all your votes, whoever wins election must win part of Southeast to be president of this country. And that's what they are not getting. They like propaganda more than anything else. There is need to go and do serious work to bring back the youth of Southeast back to the line, to contest the every space in this country, because we are part and parcel of Nigeria. Nobody will chase anybody away. Nobody will chase this away. The Dormans, the Yorubas, Igbos, we are here. Providence have joined us together. We must enjoy our togetherness, fight for the soul of Nigeria, and take the collective ownership of this country. What I think that will be done to better is to open the spaces. Women used to open their spaces. They fight together with men, like-minded men, side by side. But now, I don't know what is going on. We must go back to the struggle. I heard the many positions in women in Nigeria. If we see any man working for inclusion of women in politics, we celebrate the man today, because people are more interested in funding opportunities. If they see anybody working for women, they will be thinking, what is the interest of the person? That attitude must die for us to move forward. We must actually reach out for men, because we can only win this battle by both men and women fighting together as equals, as partners, to win the war. No country can run on a single engine. Nigeria is meant to work on two engines, and the two engines are men and women working together as partners to change the society. And the country has been running a 40 engine. You know? The men who have found themselves in positions of authority and power are roped. They have no interest for anything, not for society, not even for their states. That's why if you can't even pass the road to their states. When you fight for women, when you power a woman, you have empowered the nation. Women are the only ones that know how it feels as mothers, as home givers, as caregivers, as home managers. When you give a woman 10,000, she will know how to use it to provide food for you, to pay school fees. She knows how to do things to make it work at home front. If you give them a space at the national level, don't say there are no bad women. There are bad women, but they are in minority. While the bad men are in majority, that's just the difference. Our prayer is that we will see a Nigeria that is working before we go home. We just want to see a Nigeria of our dream, because we made so much sacrifices for this country, and we will not watch the country to be destroyed. Thank you.